Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Creation Lightship Healing Show. It is May 17th, 2013. It's Friday evening. It's Paranormal Night, and we're looking forward to having some wonderful healings and clearings with Ron Ametron. We're looking forward also to getting to know how all of you are feeling, I should say, and we look forward to your input tonight for our show. And I'd like to say hello to Ron now.
Yep, I'm here. So, should we energize the light beam?
Yes, let's energize the light beam.
Oh, let's bring it up on your monitor screen. Here we go. And bring in some peace energy for everybody. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. There we go. So, back to you.
Okay, thank you, Ron. Yes, the light beam will stay charged up, sending you peace energy all the way through the show. And we do have the fast chat back up again tonight. So if you have questions, you may put them there, or you can send an email to clsquestions@yahoo.com. If you're listening this evening for the first time, or you're new, Ron's website is creationlightship.com. There are many healings there, free healings, and just all sorts of wonderful clearings to get you ready for ascension and to clear out your excess baggage that we have on this planet. We have two... tonight we usually make Friday evening Paranormal Night, so if anyone has any stories about things that are maybe you don't understand or you need some help with, we'd love to hear that. But we have a couple of testimonials too, Ron, that I thought would be nice to read. Thank you so much for the work you did. I believe they're referring to the last show with Carrie on Wednesday night on the Dark Arts Practitioner Clearing. I had done that several years ago, and now I'm redoing it with a whole lot of new names, like former teachers, and getting a lot of success with clearing things. So I think that's a really good idea, that that person's just saying thank you. And I have done that as well, especially because I went to a religious school, and I feel that those people do cord you and attach it to you. Oh, do we have a caller already?
Yeah. Hi, Ron. Hi, Ann. I'm Larry.
Hi, Larry. How are you?
Fine, thanks. I have two questions for Ron.
Okay.
First one is, are there still some aliens attacking us, or are they all completely gone away now at this point?
No, there's still a lot of them. Yeah, there are still lots of those out there, so... battles are getting pretty intense now.
Okay, that's what I was.
Yeah. They're still out there, and they're still interfering with people. So yes, maybe less of them now, but that doesn't mean anything. They're still there. So.
Less of them, but it seems that the destructive force is still getting worse. Is that true?
I don't know if it's worse. It could be. I don't know how to answer that one. I can tell you that the aliens are still there doing what they're doing. So, until they leave, we won't have any peace.
We had a time, Ron, I think a month or so ago, where you were feeling a little bit hopeful, like you know, we'd sort of accomplished something. But then I guess they sneak back in. Is that what happens?
Yeah, it's pretty ongoing now. I would say it's actually worse now than when it was maybe 4 months ago. So back to you.
Okay, Larry, did you have another question?
Yeah, just another comment, and Ron answered the second one, so just another comment that it's difficult to have companionship with people when they have these energies within them, and until the war is over, only then can we be free to have companionship with one another. That's all I have.
Right.
Okay, thank you then.
You're right, Larry. Yeah, that's very helpful.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
So what Larry's kind of saying is that as you start to have a lot of friends or more people, companions, et cetera, You don't know what's inside of their bodies. So, yeah, until the aliens, say, take a hike, you won't know what or who is in somebody's body. That's probably what he's talking about.
Right, right.
So that's the bottom line, and that's the way it's always been here. But when you become more aware of it, then you realize that things are happening, and you don't know who you're with at times, who you're sleeping with, in a sense, as it could be one of those aliens liking you a lot, coming into that body of a person. Oh, back to you, Ann. We'll see if we got any paranormal questions out there.
Okay. Yes, that would be nice. I'm checking on both clsquestions@yahoo.com if you'd like to send an email, or you can put your, you know, if it's a very brief comment or question, put it on the fast chat, which is working again. And thank you so much for our moderator putting all the information on for everybody and how to check into the clearings and everything. This Sunday's an 8-hour call where we go to the Creation Lightship and have all of the nasty critters and entities that may have attached to us removed. So if you can get on that call, you'll be doing yourself a huge favor. Back to the testimonial, Ron, I remember that show as well. The Dark Arts Practitioners, that's kind of paranormal. Do you want to talk about that again for a moment? What
well,
that healing is?
Yeah. That's the one that people can actually get online and do with the Dark Side Practitioners, yes.
Correct, and put the name in of the, you know, the person or an organization if you don't know the name.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, so that's what you do. And that clearing can bring light to that person, which will dispel some of their darkness and maybe make them actually a better person. But what it does, it disconnects you from that energy pool of darkness that they're hoarding into you. Remember, everything here is a cord, energetic psychic cord. So as somebody is doing some harm to you, that's actually the energetic cord that they're bringing to you. And from there, fortunately, you start feeling maybe bad or sick or lose your job or have problems. And that's because somebody is taking away your free will, free choice. And by doing so, they're ducting you, we'll say, with negative energies or just energies that are not conducive to living a life here that would be in peace. And they can cause a lot of physical harm. So that clearing is designed for that, to disconnect the energetic cordings of people that have caused you harm in the past. Well, back to you.
Okay, Ron. Yes, thank you. And it would work for what this person wrote about, like to go back and clear yourself of your teachers and that kind of thing in case they put any kind of hexes on you or something. Right?
Yep, that's correct. And you don't know what happened. Somebody could just be angry at you and say something. And
right.
Then all of a sudden, that's what you're dealing with. So that's kind of the problem that people have.
Okay, now here's...
Is the fact that these energies connect to you and can cause you harm. And somebody
right.
can just deal with you for you doing something even in the grocery store. They may say something under their breath or just call you a name or something or connect you to something. And that happens all the time. Well, back to you, Ann.
Could we do a sample of that to maybe if everyone thought of someone today or this week that possibly courted or cursed them in some way, that we could do a clearing of that?
Yeah, you'd have to think of something, everybody, or somebody interacted with you that would be kind of unfavorable to you, and think of that situation. Here we go. One, leasing it. Two, three, four, and five. Oh, boy. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay. See if that's making you feel a little better. Maybe I have a pain that was attached to you connecting that cord. And it got released because the cord left you.
Mm-hmm.
the person is thinking really bad thoughts about you, and they are energetically giving you some kind of poison, and all of a sudden you wonder why you're getting weaker or dizzy or something. So that could be a possibility, too. Back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron. Yes, thank you so much. And these things are difficult, but we're so lucky to have you, so at least we notice when something goes wrong in our lives. And here's an interesting question that really it is pretty paranormal. It's about astrology. If a person has a really great astrology chart and is told they'll have a charmed life because of it, is that a way the dark side keeps that person connected to them?
Yeah, whatever you have that's a carrot in front of your nose, that would be a dark side energy, because remember, the light only works in the now, and there's no prediction in the light. So if you keep thinking that something is good going to be happening to you, and people tell you that, then yeah, you're hooked up to more of the darkness because of that. So it's one of those traps that people have. I get into, but the whole thing is to become peaceful and do the mind-to-heart drop. Tell all your friends to do it and start feeling self more peaceful versus being reactive in duality, which is the dark side's energy. Back to you, Ann. We'll do the mind-to-heart drop maybe 15 minutes here.
Okay. And it's almost probably trickier for people when they hear something positive from something like an astrology chart or a psychic who's telling them their future. You're still being tricked because you're still being told what to do or where to go. We have the planet disconnection, right, Ron? That's how people... That's the best way to be disconnected from your astrology chart is to go on the do the planet disconnections.
Yeah, that
right.
Can help you. Let's do one of those here. So let's do a planet that, let's see here. Want to pick one, Ann?
Mars.
Mars. Okay, here we go. We'll take away the energetic cording from Mars that... is affecting you. You may feel it, you may not, but here we go. It's in the energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okie doke.
Thank you, Ron. Okay, here's another email just came in. I started doing the alien attack page for octopus energy. And then I put in unknown because I didn't know what types of waste I needed to remove. Is it okay to pick unknown in the drop-down box? Yeah, go ahead. There's more to the question, but go ahead.
It is okay to put unknown in, but there are people out there who know what races are dealing with them. So typically, I would say that 80% of the people who know and realize that they are under some type of attack would probably go to the alien attack page and read down the list of all those names of aliens, and I'm sure that they would sort of recognize the name of, through your intuition of which one is doing it. And then from there, you can put that in and concentrate on that particular race. If you don't know, then just put unknown in. But like I said, I think 80% of the people really realize what alien race is doing that to them. And start with the ones that maybe if you don't know, just do some clearings, put the names in of the ones that you happen to know about, like the Pleiades and the Arcturians and all the ones that are kind of buzzwords out there. There's probably about a half a dozen of them. And then also don't forget to also put in the ones from the Galactic Federation that you probably know about, like Ashtar Command. That's a really big one. And the Great White Brotherhood. Put those in, and you may find yourself having a lot of relief, even though there are a lot of people channeling these energies and everything else, thinking that they're so wonderful. put those names in just for a test and may get surprised, wonder why these energies are harming you when they're talked about so much on the internet as being these wonderful, great energies and here to help us. Oh, that's the way it works. You know, the darkness will disguise themselves and fool you. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, thank you. Okay, we have a couple of more emails coming into CLS questions. Someone's daughter is ill. Okay, she has an infection. She's been taking antibiotics, so I don't agree, and they're not working. What clearing do you suggest to get rid of the germs? She is not listening today. And I know that's very painful when someone near you is sick, and it's hard to try to help.
I would, if you have a condition, a situation, do the body jump start. That's, I think, a three-month clearing for, I believe it's $200. It goes through a lot of body systems. So that's a great clearing to do. That's why I put it up. People who have a condition, a situation where they need to do some work. So do that clearing, the body jump start clearing. It will take you a while to do it because it's, you know, kind of long and involved in a sense, but that's what you're want to do is to feel some wellness or get well, so you can't look at it as, wow, I got all these clearings to do. It's kind of overwhelming. Well, this is your life or their life. And, you know, and not like their life and the condition that it's in now with the situation, so do the clearings and it could very possibly help you out immensely. Oh, and if they are older, it doesn't sound like it, but if they are older and they've kind of had problems off and on, you know, you may want to consider also doing the alien death barcode. Now, I'm assuming, since we always talk about this, that your person, your friend, your daughter, has already done the whole lifetime emotional clearing. So if you have not done that yet, that's what you start off with first.
That was the first thing that, yeah, that was the first thing that popped into my mind, too, because even though things are seem so obviously physical, there's so much, you know, going on for us emotional that it's really a good idea to take care of that first. Okay. Have the majority of the cabal been removed? I'm not sure what that means. Maybe the, you just said Galactic Federation? Would that be what the person means?
Every day it changes, so I can't say
right.
Yes or no. I'd like to think so, but I won't say that.
Okay.
Oh, it's kind of on, and they keep bringing in more stuff. So.
Right.
Like I said, it's been really rough the last probably couple of months, and even daily now for me the last maybe the last month. So there's a lot of things going on here. Although the military strikes. On the aliens and everything else, so it's just it's very complicated right now, and it's really speeded up with them coming in to cause destruction. So, that's you, Ann.
Okay. Yes, yeah, someone is saying, I don't know, it might be a new listener. The extraterrestrials are here. Are they helping humanity? So that's a big subject, Ron. But if you want to comment on that.
Yeah, from my standpoint, if they were in the light, they could not really even show up here because the darkness would probably take them away and terminate them. And so from that point, you're dealing with the light of the darkness energies, which you may think are okay. And you have to look at it, you know, that these alien races, if they were in the light, they would not come into duality. Okay, so why would they want to come into duality here? Be taken away, you know, like everybody here, and to be sliced and diced up. So the last place they're going to come to is darkness. Well, are there good alien races out there, or alien races that are helping? I imagine there maybe are a few groups of them, maybe not the whole race. Maybe there might be 500 aliens helping. That may have switched over from darkness to light, but other than that, what's out there is darkness. So aside from that, I would say that there's no alien race out there helping us at this time. Because if they were, this planet would be turned around instantly. Oh, and we'd have peace here. Well, back to you, Anne.
Thank you, Ron. Okay. Okay, we have another question on CLS questions. Do animals get corded to invisible entities and alien energies more than we do because they can see them more often than we can? And what would be a way to help them with this?
With that again, I kind of lost the first part of that.
Sorry, do animals get corded to invisible entities and alien energies more than we do because they can see them more often than we do?
I don't think so because, remember, they're very simple. They don't have any judgment stored in them as much as we do. So they're more on, like, survival mode. So that's basically it. Where humans are dealing with stored DNA that keeps being brought up because you're living life here and experiencing life in duality. So I don't think it's going to be used that much. It is possible it could be used, but like, you know, I think what it said is, are they worse than we are? No, they're probably much less attacked unless the darkness wants to come in and attack them to harm you. It could use your pet or animal as a handler, that you come into your pet and animal and look out of their eyes and do things which will help them control you. So that can be done that way. But as far as an animal being under attack a lot, do they see more? I would say the answer would be no.
Okay. Well, good. It's nice to have some good news. And would the same hold true for babies then, Ron, that they might be seeing some things from their simplicity, but they're not necessarily going to be any more attacked than we would be?
I would say that'd probably be correct. And that's probably why babies jump around and squirm a lot, because they're under attack. So, but you may be numbed out to that. When you're a baby, you probably weren't. But as you grow up, you're used to having yourself have these energetic hits put on you. So you just think it's just a normal thing when you get a pain in your body, or you jerk around at night in bed or something, or you feel dizzy, or you feel like you lost all of your energy or something one day. Not knowing what happened, you may say, gee, what happened to me? I'm really tired right now. I think take a nap. Well, that's a good clue that they're on you. I just think it's a normal thing because it does happen quite often. And you wake up, you know, after a while, and you may feel pretty much okay. When you're knocked out, what were they doing to you? So, when you get knocked out or very, very tired, very possibly spirit has left you. Where did it go? She was supposed to be with you. It means it probably got abducted. Back to you, Ann.
Okay, thank you, Ron. There's another email, and this is very, I'm sorry, before we go on, could we do a sample of the entity clearing for people in case somebody listening has an entity attached to them right now? Could we do a quick sample of that?
Yeah, so let's work with entities because there's lots of them. You'll probably have hundreds attached to them. So let's just pick a location. Let's see here. People sit down a lot, so let's just work on your butts. Here we go. So take away entities off of your fanny and just see if you feel different. So one, two, three, and these could be really large entities too. Maybe you're wondering why you feel like you have to eat a lot of food. It could be in you also wanting to eat more food. So one, releasing these two. Three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So we'll do another couple of questions, and then we'll do the mind to heart drop for people.
Okay. Here's an interesting one. Now, I hope this gal is listening tonight. If not, then I'll... she can, I guess, listen to our past chat. I seem to have a blob. I mean, I'm sorry, she can listen to the show on an archive. I didn't mean to say that. I'm sorry. I seem to have a blob that looks like a hand that sometimes takes my energy from me. I can see it when I close my eyes. Can you help her with that and maybe talk about what that could be, Ron, for all of us, and then perhaps help her by taking that away?
Boy. That one feels pretty heavy duty. I would probably get on the alien attack page. Or it could even be a dark side practitioner one, but that would first do the alien attack page. That one I'm not going to touch right now. There's too much going on that I'm seeing with that energy. And just doing it one time isn't going to help you at all. This one probably maybe say maybe 50 times to get it off of you. It feels like it's kind of just been with you for about 10 years. So, that's you, Ann.
Wow. Okay. Thank you, Ron. Well, at least she has you know, some validation and some help by doing that alien attack page. That'll be wonderful. Okay, someone's asking, how do we clear, Kabbalah energies? I think that's a religion or part of a religion. And I would say dark arts practitioners again, right, Ron? Ron, are you there?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I thought I must hit the button twice here.
Okay.
I think you're dealing with energies that are outside of yourself, number one. These are energies that could be... groups of aliens, groups of people, or both, that are attempting to change the way the status quo is to herd people into a different direction of consciousness. So how do you deal with that? Just keep doing the mind to heart drop, because you really can't do too much about it. You can do timeline crashes on it. About the only thing you can possibly do. Remember that when you do the timeline crashes, it can help everybody else on that timeline besides yourself. As far as trying to think your way out of something, it's not going to work. The clearings can help the timelines naturally, which could eliminate some of the stuff possibly, but kind of like thinking right now, you want to do a clearing because you're seeing the gas prices maybe going up to $5 a gallon. So what do? You can think all you want about it. You can do all your clearings possibly for that. But the guy in charge who wants to make all the money is not going to be persuaded by what you're doing. If everybody in the world did timeline crashes, then the timelines would no longer be there. Very possibly the person might have some peace energy coming in where they may have some compassion. Other than that, affirmations are not going to work. People are out there doing affirmations on things, trees or whatever, how to use mind energy to influence reality. Darcy, I want you to do that, to take your energy. So none of it is really going to work. They think it might, but aside from that, it's with light, you cannot change the consciousness of anybody because it would be going against the light, which would be free will, free choice. So if that person still wants to get $5 an hour on gas, then you can do whatever you want to do. And, as long as they're choosing to do so, you really can't do anything about it. So that's the way it is. The timeline crashes, like I said, could possibly make the person who wants to get that much money maybe have a little more compassion and say, gee, we'll just turn over some of the profits back to the people, and we'll go back to $2 a gallon, you know. You know, aside from that, all you can do is work on yourself. Hopefully you work on yourself, may help somebody else close by to you, and then Eric could help somebody else from there. So we'll do the mind of heart drop, which is what I recommend continuously. Make yourself feel better and to be peaceful. Otherwise, whatever you're looking at here on this planet is in duality. Take you from one emotion to the next. Emotional roller coaster ride. The way to get out of that is become peaceful. So here we go. I'm going to take your thoughts that's inside of your head. That's where they normally are. For the clones, I don't know where that's going to be. If you're a clone listening to us here, then that means that you may not have your thoughts in your head. Or else on a program, you may not have a hard drive in your head. You may have it maybe in your knees or something. I don't know how you're created. But it will also make you feel more peaceful. This has to do with programs in a sense, because when you think you're in programs, and clones also have programs, so this is a way to maybe turn off the programs that are controlling you. Here we go, mind to heart drop. So dropping down, humans anyway, from the your head to your heart, I'll count from 10 to 1 backwards, so 10, and in your spirit to take charge of this here to help you out, so 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. So I would like people to comment, if you could, on how many times you do the mind to heart drop daily. Maybe you put that in the fast chat. And how many people have you actually told about this? Or maybe instead of that, how many people that you have told are actually doing it and have commented how their life has changed? That would be good to find out. Sometimes doing these programs, and I'm sure the co-hosts all know that, you know, we're trying our best to help people, but are they really getting it, you know? Are you really getting what we're talking about? What I'll do is take away some of the energies right now from you that could be preventing you from understanding what we're talking about, and that would be the free clearing, which is the 2,000-year darkness barcode. When you get that taken off yourself and your friends and people around you, they may start to realize that, hey, there's another way we can do this system here in duality, which is become peaceful. You're no longer in duality. And you want to do that clearing maybe all the time for the people around you. That will improve your life. So here we go. That clearing. So this is the 2000 Year of Darkness barcode clearing. And I'm going to take away what got connected to you 10 years ago for one day. So here we go, everybody. It'll be today's date, 10 years ago. So this would be 2003, releasing this energy at this time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, let's see what happens here.
Thank you, Ron. You know, on the same subject, I was wondering, we already have some comments, but I was wondering if it might be helpful to do a quick sample of the mind, rather the mental body clearing, because that's the other thing that when you try to talk to people, we have a culture that's so mind-oriented that people don't even know what you mean by heart-centered.
Okay, yeah, let's do that here. So here we go. One. Oh boy, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, back to you.
Okay. Well, okay, we're getting, I want to start reading these before they go off the fast chat on us. Someone says 10 times a day, someone says 20 times a day, 4 times a day, 5 to 6 times today. Let's see, the person, okay, 4 times a day and then at night before bed, and it puts me to sleep right away. I do that as well. I'm calling my spirit into my body and my heart. Thoughts in my heart center really helps at night. Someone's saying they do the mind to heart chop four to five times an hour. So that's great.
That's
wonderful. And then someone saying, if people ask me why I look so calm, and then I tell them about the mind to heart drop. But someone else is saying, and I know we've all had this frustration, no one wants to listen. Any ideas to help get them to listen?
Yeah, I know. Yep. No one wants to listen. It's hard to convey a new concept for people. Like I've said in other shows, you know, it's next to impossible to change somebody's belief system. They just came here for the first time, and you took up a belief system of something, and you said, you know, there's another one you can try. They go, oh, let me try it, you know. Just remember, people have been here for a long time, you know, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70,000 years, and all of a sudden tell them something that they haven't been doing for all those times. And it's not in the DNA, so you can actually look at it and go, wow, yeah, I remember doing that. If it's not in your DNA, you're going to say, well, wait a minute. This doesn't make sense to me because I have never done it before. And what are you talking about? And can you explain it? And how does it work? And you're going to get all these mental things. And all you have to do is try it. If they just strictly tried it, then they would know that they will feel different. Body doesn't lie to you. Mind will tell you that it won't work. Body doesn't lie and it will feel better. Oh. That's the whole thing. And yeah, it's hard to tell people, about what's going on. I think I started these BBS programs, I don't know what, 2006, I think. I'm not sure, but we got a lot of archives. And it's kind of, for me, the same old, you know. things have changed. The aliens came into these programs maybe 3 years ago, I'm guessing. Maybe even before that, but, working with and getting rid of these things. But aside from that, it's still the same thing. It's the basic teachings of Jesus to go within. And want to connect to your spirit. And to do so, you need to get rid of the gunk that your spirit cannot come into you because of the densities that are stored in you, and it kicks out your spirit. So the clearings that we have will release that energy that's causing you problems. That's why the clearings are basically instantaneous. Or feeling better. Getting better because you got rid of the blockages that are preventing your spirit from being integrated with you and being inside of your body. That's the teachings of Jesus. That's why he came here, and that's what he did. Well, basically taking away people's sins, which is their improper thinking and everything else. And that was his role here, to help people do the ascension 2,000 years ago. Simple as that. And that's what we're continuing on doing here. Same thing, just that now we have the internet, so we can reach more people. People also have that 2,000 year of darkness barcode on them, which is preventing them to become more conscious, to want to have light. Oh, back to you, Anne.
Thank you so much, Ron. And I think it's great to have some feedback about people and how often they are doing the mind to heart drop. I don't I think in the evenings, you know, you don't want to do too much of the I now increase my life force energy. But what I do is I will often say I now increase my life force energy, and then I count, I drop my thoughts down to my heart center. I've cut it back to 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 instead of 10. And that, I love that. So I now increase my life force energy, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Just not too close to bedtime because it will keep you up. So both of those are terrific. And I guess we can only hope that if we stay peaceful, people will be interested in that and maybe sometimes ask us, because I know how frustrating it is. Okay, we have a request now for a timeline space-time clearing sample, and maybe you could talk about it a bit, Ron, too, but for when a particular group or organization first took an interest in focusing on the person. So maybe they joined a religion or someone tried to get them to join their organization. Could we do a sample of the timeline crash on that, Ron?
Sure. So let's look at an organization that you belong to or a group of people that maybe you met not with. It could actually be as simple. A lot of people think, well, geez, you know, what kind of group is this? Is it one of those groups that you see all these little signs up when you enter a particular city sometimes? You see that a lot. You're traveling from state to state where they have a lot of rural area. Then you come into a town, and all of a sudden, here we are, you know, great city, USA, you know? And then underneath that, you know, it welcomes you. Then they have this large thing up of all these different symbols and organizations that this city has. I won't get into the names of them. There's a lot of them. So a lot of times people think of that. But I'm talking about, what about if you're out and you had your workplace, you worked, you know, at a job for 5 years, and maybe what they did, the people you work with, they said, oh, let's go out and, you know, after on Friday night, let's go out for a beer or something, or, you know, beer and pizza, or just pizza or whatever. Well, that's an organization in a sense. And maybe you've been doing this for 6 months or more. And all of a sudden, you know, you kind of are getting connected to all of these people on a different level that you don't know about. And you're probably all being used. Because you're connected, and all that energy of your maybe drinking the beer, talking about stuff, about what's going on, connecting you into more darkness, and you don't even know about that. You go, oh, these are my friends. How can they do that to me? Well, you're now in an organization. Oh, here we go. Let's release that. Another way of looking at it. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Oh, boy. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. Oh, there we go. And it depends how intuitive you are on how people are bringing in energies to you. I went into, and this may not be true for everybody, I'll just describe the situation. I went into a, locally here where I live, I went into a Subway sandwich store because I needed to get something to eat a few days ago. I went in there, and the person behind the counter, and I'm not being in judgment of this here, but what I saw on this, I'll tell you about. This lady who was probably, you know, fairly young, to me young would be maybe around 20 years of age, had tattoos and all this stuff on her wrist going up to her shoulders, both arms. And I looked at it, and, you know, I'm not saying that tattoos are bad, okay? I don't want to push any buttons for people or have them think that. I'm saying this to you. But what I saw in the tattoos, somehow I looked at them, on the arms, and all of a sudden I saw all this tentacle energies coming out of, like, octopus energies. I looked at it, and I go, well, I'm out of here. I didn't want those things to come into my food. Kind of like the movies where you see the lady with all the snakes on her head. I forgot what the name was. But anyway, that's what I saw. Somehow, they were living with them. I'm not saying that people have tattoos. This is a common thing that happens. But this particular incident, that's what I saw. So I'm not ever going in there again. You know, once is enough to see that. And what are these things doing to the people's food when they're eating it? So it's much like we talk about alien critters. You know, when you shake hands or hug people, they jump into you from them. And yours jump into them, and you know, also. And, you know, that's kind of what happens. So for me, that place is off limits, as I was able to see the energy. Now, if I didn't see those things crawling around, it would have been a different story. But once I saw those, I go, oh, I'm out of here. So back to you, Anne.
Right. So, and do you think that, that's that particular franchise or chain, or it's just because of that particular person that she's carrying them around with her? Or her?
It was just the person.
The person
that was serving food.
Okay.
So I saw those on that person. So it's not the chain. No, it's just the employee
right. Who
was there. And, you know, after seeing these things crawling on her arms, and, you know, there's probably about 50 snakes or tentacles wiggling around on each one of her arms. And no way am I going to have that person feed me food.
Right,
so,
right.
That's my choice, you see.
Yeah.
And other people probably would not even see it and think that the tattoos look great. But I saw these things crawling on her. And I'm not saying that people who have tattoos have these critters crawling around. I'm not trying to say that, okay? This person had it. So that's
right.
What I'm pointing out, because I was able to see that. Remember, what you don't see can harm you. I happen to be able to see this.
Right.
So you have to be very careful of what's going on to other people. And so this may, you know, it just I'm just talking about what I saw. This is the paranormal night, so talk about stuff like this, because who
else
would talk about paranormal critters, you know, working and living on a person going into your food, you know? Anyway.
Well, we appreciate you, Ron, because at least we have a chance of protecting ourselves and helping ourselves because we have the knowledge. To me, that's so helpful. Okay, on a happier note, we have a couple of more people who sent emails in about doing the mind to heart drop. So someone says here that she does the mind to heart drop 5 to 10 times a day and has shared it with 7 other people who are doing it about 3 times a day and really noticing the results. So that's nice.
Oh, that's great. Very,
yeah.
Very great. Good.
Yeah. And hang on one second. Here's another one. I do the mind to heart drop a few times a day. I have told several people about it. At least one does it regularly. My daughter did it as part of a way to rid her body of pain. Once you are in the heart, I find you can get rid of pain in the body. Yes, this is so true. She had a very sore tooth, and painkillers did not help. I taught her the mind to heart drop, as Ron explains. Then she had her spirit release the toothache out of her body. That's wonderful.
Wow,
isn't it,
that's
Ron?
Great.
Yeah.
That's really good, yeah, and also the entities probably left too. Oh, very, very good. Remember, the entities bring you your stuff. That's why we had the entity call this evening. And you could have a condition, a situation that you know, that you've been living with for a long time, and that's because maybe the entities are giving it to you. You have to initially get it yourself, some degree of it. You know, we'll just say maybe one of you got a tooth problem and it just hurt just a little bit. Well, a little bit can be, you know, amplified 1,000 times as more entities come into you. Now you think you have a really big problem where it really may not be a big problem. But I would still say that, you know, as a disclaimer, And if your tooth is really hurting, you should go to the dentist.
Okay, so, but other than that,
the clearings can and will help you normally to help get rid of some of this stuff. But you know, once you know about entities and you realize that entities can cause your physical pain, then you want to get rid of them and see where you are. You might go away completely.
Right.
Your body doesn't want to have any pain, but the entities bring it pain, and it's now experiencing another program. Just think of entities as a program, and they're bringing that to you. So that may be about 2 minutes left here. So, Anne, anything you want to add here?
No, it's just that I just want to reiterate how important that is, because it's sort of a circle. When you have pain, you also can attract more entities to you. So, well, I don't know if we have, do we have time to do another sample of a timeline crash?
Okay, yeah.
One more.
Let's do one here. So what do you want to do the timeline crash on?
Well, the person that made the request earlier said that I didn't quite get it right, that they want it, it's not an organization you've joined, it's more for one that's taken an interest in you and courted you onto something.
Oh, geez. Okay. So what this is, in a sense, like people could be praying for you. You have something outside of yourself, but people are using mind energies to connect you to something. So that's kind of what I'm hearing. So here we go. Think of that particular situation, maybe the group of people, the person. Here we go. So one, two, three, four, 5, 6, 7, 8, that's feeling better, 9 and 10, okay, releasing more, so stronger, I better do timeline crash, so 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So, I guess that's probably it, everybody. This is our paranormal show tonight.
Right, and we have another show tomorrow evening on also on BBS, Station 2. It's Saturday night on the Lightship. And hopefully we hit on exactly what this person's need was, but if not, just send another email. And we'll try to cover that for you tomorrow night. And Sunday is, of course, our 8-hour call. And try to get on that because it's fabulous. And thank you so much, Ron, for all the healings tonight.
We'll see you later, everybody. So thank you for listening. And do send some questions in to clsquestions@yahoo.com. Maybe you could talk about one of your strange experiences with peoples or clouds. Bye. So, blessings. Thank you, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.